I'll ask you guys, what is your favorite storyline thus far in the Stanley Cup playoffs? Donovan?
I mean, it has to be Nashville.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we've seen, you know, other low seeds make runs to the cup, but, you know, for now the third time to win game one on the road, Rene's playing out of his mind by far, for me anyways, and when you look at most of the metrics, the best goalie in the postseason. It's been a one-man penalty kill. I'm already seeing the visual of PK bringing the Stanley Cup back to Montreal in the offseason with like a wry smile saying, hey, I promised I was going to bring a cup to Montreal. Finally brought it. What the Preds are doing has been great. Now, if you are our friends at the NHL office in New York, maybe you're thinking, I don't know, this story's nice, but don't mess around and ruin our Stanley Cup finals ratings. But as a fan of the game, I've loved it.
Yeah, and I think the PK one obviously is the best for me as well. It's the best storyline. Just PK Subban, what he's been able to do. He's had some wow moments here in the playoffs for Nashville. That first game against St. Louis really comes to mind. And as much as, you know, there was a debate when that trade went down, PK for Weber, in that, you know, this could work out for Montreal. Weber is a good culture guy and all of that and whatever. It's certainly coming to the forefront now, and it should have been known earlier than this, that the trade is really swinging heavily in Nashville's favor, and not only because they're here in the Western Conference Final, but like Montreal has got a severely declining asset on their hands who's signed longer term than PK Subban is. So that trade in the long run is just going to be an absolute disaster for the Habs. But I look at,
what do you think Bergevin is thinking right now? Well, I can't blame the coach.
Yeah.
I can't blame PK. So at some point, fingers start to be pointed at him, I'd assume.
Yeah. And well, like if you traded PK because Michel Therrien didn't get along with him or because Max Pacioretty didn't get along with him, I mean, you're in a tough spot, right? And maybe the writing was on the wall when they gave the captaincy to Max Pacioretty instead of PK Subban. But that's how it all worked out in Montreal. And now PK is becoming kind of the face of the playoffs. And you know what? You mentioned the Stanley Cup ratings there, Donovan. And yeah, like Nashville's not a sexy city. It's not a huge market that's going to drive playoff ratings. But you know what the NHL should be doing is driving viewership to that guy, a guy who should be one of the faces of your league in PK Subban. He's got it all. He's got the charisma. He's got the play on the ice. He's got flash on the ice. He got wow moments, as I mentioned before. Like, if you're going to sell something, sell PK. The guy's unbelievable, and he is exactly the type of star that you want to be selling if you're the NHL.
Yeah, that's a good point, because I guess we look at it selfishly, and we say, man, you know, you could have Getzlaff or Perry in the finals, and then maybe a matchup with a Canadian team in the Senators, or a matchup with Crosby, you know, Team Canada members duel for Canada's beloved trophy, right? I can already see the promos. But when you're talking about the greater good of the game and what the NHL's real goal has been for the last decade and a half is expanding their footprint in the United States, PK is a guy who could be in the first block of PTI when, let's be honest, Corey Perry is not going to be.
Yeah, I mean, and that Ducks team's had their chance to be that team, and at this point, you know, I'm not convinced that Anaheim being in the finals is going to be a great ratings boon versus Nashville. You know, I don't see a huge difference there. And you know, Ryan Dixon, writer for our website, was just in Nashville, and down there, you talk about like kind of expanding your markets. Down there, they're really into what the Preds are doing right now for obvious reasons, and there has to be some kind of value in that as well.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's kind of one of those fun storylines, like, hey, who's gonna sing that first Eastern Conference Final or Western Conference Final game? Who's gonna sing the national anthem for Nashville? They always seem to have the stars come out for that, and that's a nice little element. And you know what? That city's bought into that team. That city loves that team. Maybe they're not the biggest hockey fans, but they love their team. And they support their team. And you know what? Again, if I'm selling, like, I think the NHL, much like Major League Baseball, does a horrible job of selling their stars. And the NHL should be selling more Connor McDavid and the fact that he is the incumbent to Sidney Crosby as the league's best player and is maybe the most talented player you've ever seen in your life. Like, sell that angle. You should sell the same kind of thing with PK Subban. And in right now in the East, you can sell that angle with Erik Karlsson, a guy who is pulling a Cinderella team on his shoulders, has done it all season long, should maybe have gotten more of a shout for the Hart Trophy than he probably did. And now you're seeing it in the playoffs where this guy is basically a one-man wrecking crew. He plays 30 minutes a night on one leg and is carrying his team through the Stanley Cup playoffs as best he can. These are the type of things that the NHL should be selling. It's the storyline of the 2017 playoffs.